The leaders of the European Union began a two-day summit today in Lisbon, Portugal, in an effort to hammer out the final details for a new treaty to the EU. Charles Collins has this report.
The leaders are wary of a repeat of 2005, when a proposed European constitution was defeated at the polls in France and the Netherlands. The new document is simpler and will not have to be put before the voters in most countries. Its aim is to achieve broadly what the EU constitution was meant to do: simplify voting rules, streamline EU institutions, and bring under the EU new areas, such as immigration and justice matters. Corinne Wortmann is the vice president of the European People's Party.
There's quite a lot at stake, because it's very important that these days that we agree on this revised treaty.
One thing which has carried over from the Constitution to the new treaty is a clause calling for a dialogue with religious groups.
Religion is so important in our European society. The variety of religions, understanding each other better, it is important in order to overcome all kind of problems with regard to integration in quite a number of European countries.
Although many European leaders are hoping to finalize the new treaty in Portugal, some countries can still throw a wrench in the works. Poland says it will walk out of the meeting if its demand for more rights for countries in the minority of an EU vote is not met. And Italy wants to keep its parity with Britain and France in the allotment of seats in the European Parliament. The host nation, Portugal, says it's trying to reach a compromise with these countries in an effort to ensure the success of the conference. I'm Charles Collins.